From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has issued two new memos outlining the implementation of President Donald Trump's executive orders to stop illegal immigration at the border and deport undocumented immigrants. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Tuesday said the memos expand the priority list for those who face immediate removal while enforcing existing U.S. law.
This is consistent with everything the president has talked about, which is prioritizing the people who are here who represent a threat to public safety or have a criminal record. And all this does is lay out the exact procedures to make sure that that subgroup of people who pose a threat to our nation because of a conviction or a violation of public safety or have a criminal record are adjudicated first and foremost. That's it, plain and simple.
Spicer said criminals are the top priority.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go, and we will be aggressively making sure that that occurs. That is what the priority is.
He denied the goal of the new guidance is mass deportation. The memo does not include tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. at a young age and protected under a program established by former President Obama. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, facing famine across the country Tuesday, pledged aid workers will have access to all areas despite continued ethnic violence.
The government will ensure that all humanitarian and development organizations have unimpeded access to the needy populations across the country.
Fighting broke out in December 2013 and has left up to 100,000 facing starvation. The UN coordinator for humanitarian efforts in South Sudan warned insecurity has made it impossible for aid workers to deliver aid. This is VOA News. The next round of talks on Syria's political future opened Thursday in Geneva. A deputy to UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said Tuesday the basis of the talks will be Security Council Resolution 2254 and three issues.
Number one, the establishment of a credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance. Number two, a schedule and a process for drafting a new constitution. And number three, free and fair elections pursuant to this new constitution to be administered under UN supervision.
A political transition and the opposition's insistence President Bashar al-Assad not be part of it have been key obstacles in past rounds. Meanwhile, on the ground, U.S.-backed Kurdish rebel forces have crossed into Deir al-Zor province for the first time in a drive against Islamic State militants. The UN Tuesday said the trial of the son of former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi in Libya has fallen short of international standards and should be reviewed. It also said that Saif al-Islam Gaddafi should face new charges of crimes against humanity before the International Criminal Court at The Hague. An Israeli soldier Tuesday was sentenced to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker who lay helpless on the ground. The killing took place in March last year after two Palestinians stabbed another Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron. The uncle of the slain Palestinian, Abd al-Fattah al-Sharif, said even the soldier's superior officers were not brought to justice. He denounced what he called the light sentence. A three-judge military panel convicted the soldier, Sergeant Ilor Azaria, of manslaughter last month, a crime that carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. The world's oldest ruler, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, turned 93 Tuesday and, in an interview, said he plans to stay in office.
The majority of the people feel that there is no replacement, actually, no successor who, to them, is acceptable.
Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled the country since 1980, said the call to step down must come from his ruling ZANU-PF party. He said he plans to stand for re-election in 2018. Malaysian investigators want to question a North Korean diplomat over the mysterious death of Kim Jong-nam, half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim died of an apparent poisoning attack at Kuala Lumpur Airport last week that South Korea said was carried out by North Korean agents. Former Hong Kong chief executive Donald Tsang has been jailed for 20 months for misconduct while in office, charged with concealing private rental negotiations with a property tycoon while approving a broadcast license for a radio company the executive had a major stake in. Tsang, who served in the highest public office in the territory for 8 years, could face a new charge of bribery. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.